Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Miles, John Williams, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling blessed.
So,
thank you for having me.
A friend of mine just saw you in New York and said it's just as fantastic as the reviews say. My friend Lou goes to all of the shows, and he just said you're amazing. Are you in the city right now or in New York right now?
I'm in the city. I'm in Chicago. It's my first time in Chicago, so I'm super, super excited. You know, I won't be here for too long, but I, you know, definitely want to explore as much as I can.
Yeah. Go get an Italian beef sandwich. I don't know. Go get some pizza. Do all the Chicago things.
Oh, yeah. All of it.
So you are from the Washington, D.C. area. Is that right?
That's correct. Oh, yeah.
Your bio says you're self-trained pianist, singer, songwriter, dancer, actor, music producer. Really? You taught yourself to play musical instruments and sing?
I sure did.
You know, one can't help but notice that the pitch of your voice is similar to that of Michael Jackson. Is that the natural tone of your voice, or is that something you've been working on?
No, that's the natural tone of my voice, which is, I feel like I got, if you want to call it luck, if you will, when it comes to a lot of the things that I didn't really have to worry too much about, like singing and Michael's pitch, I didn't really have to worry too much about because my vocal range and vocal ability was kind of already there.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a perfect storm for you in a way. I mean, so your speaking and singing voice are in his range. You look enough like him. And then, Lord, can you dance or do whatever it is that Michael Jackson used to do on stage? You know, that all three of those things line up in one person, you, really makes you uniquely qualified to do this show. Do you think about that?
No, of course. I think about it all the time. You know, being that I don't have a background in Broadway, you know, at all, then this is my debut. I often think about, you know, especially earlier in this process, I often thought about how many people make a living, you know, doing Michael Jackson impersonations, you know, who would love to have this role and be able to do what they do with this role. But I think the reason I have this role is because I didn't want to impersonate Mike. Like, that's not the route I wanted to go about it with. You know, I didn't want to do it that way. And I told Christopher Wilden, the director, that's what I told him. I want people to feel the essence of Mike. I don't want people to just feel like they're watching another impersonation show. You know, because granted, I love all my impersonators. You know, they work very, very hard. But like I said, that's just not the approach I wanted to take with it.
That's an interesting take and sounds like the right answer. But then you must have been auditioning, what, at the age of 19 or 20 years old?
No, I was 21, actually. And, you know, my audition process was very unique because we were just coming. I mean, granted, we're still in COVID, but we were coming out of like the whole quarantine, the heavy quarantine aspect of COVID. And, you know, they had recently just lost the person that was originally supposed to play Michael Jackson. So they were on the search for someone to fill that spot. And, you know, they found my video on YouTube. I did a talent show back in my high school in 2016. I was a sophomore, either junior in high school. And they found that video and asked me if I could, you know, still do that stuff, but, you know, sing and dance a little bit better since I'm older now. And I told them, I said, yeah, of course, you know, but I was obviously lying because I hadn't done that since 2016.
But, well, you know, really, you hadn't been honing your craft. Did they? So are you telling me they reached out to you or did you sort of flag the video for them and say, hey, I'm out here?
No, the opportunity was brought to me. I didn't even know MJ the Musical was a thing until my acting coach, who's actually the one who said, like, who presented the opportunity. And I say acting coach because I just started taking classes with him. Like, I probably had, like, it was like two or three classes by that time. And he said, hey, I saw your video one morning on YouTube. I typed your name in, and Billie Jean was the first thing that popped up that you did. And it's crazy because I have this opportunity I think you'd be great for. And, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, like what you need. He's like, can you like redo the video of Billie Jean? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can you get it to me by, can you get it by tonight? I said, I can get it by tomorrow night. Is that cool? He's like, yeah. So I called my manager. I said, hey, I need a studio like ASAP. He said, I got you. So he said, the earliest I can get you in is tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I said, cool, I'm there. I was in the studio from 8 o'clock to about 6:30 in the afternoon or in the evening, just working on mic material, working on his vocabulary, both singing and dancing, you know, and just getting techniques and nuances and things like that, as down pack as I could. But yeah, my first official dance class was after I got the role of MJ.
Miles Frost is on a phone line. He made history, the youngest actor to win a Tony Award for Best Leading Actor in a Musical. At the time, 22, in Chicago tonight at Millennium Park at 6:15. So what are you going to do in the city then? What are you going to do on stage tonight?
I want it to be a surprise. I want to surprise the people. I think it's going to be something that really allows people to see that, you know, what MJ the Musical is about. I think it's a good representation of it. Obviously, it's so much more than what we're going to be, you know, doing on this stage this evening. But, you know, it allows people to see that we're not an impersonation show. We're not Michael Tell-All concert. You know, this has a really rich and, you know, storyline with substance. And you get to see a tiny bit of that this evening, so I'm excited.
So I understand. I hear that it does at least talk about the struggles of the family, Joe Jackson, who was a difficult, if not abusive, father, etc. So it while the maybe storyline isn't, I don't want to say thin. I'm looking for a better description of it. But a friend of mine described it as much as anything. It plays out like a real live music video or series of videos that you're watching on stage. Is there a song that is that makes you nervous, that you go, boy, this is the one, I got to get this one right?
For me, that's Billie Jean, and it's Billie Jean because that's the one that started it all for me. So, you know, it definitely holds a special place in my heart, and I want to make sure that I always represent it well. And you know, and our show is so unique because, going back to the comment you just made, it's like our show takes place 2 days before the Dangerous Tour. So the entire show is within 2 days, right? So you get to see Michael's life and like his memories and things, his struggles, all woven into present day in 1992.
Huh.
It's very beautifully constructed.
The moonwalk, the where he's walking backwards, is that mm-hmm. something you knew how to do, or did they show you how to do that?
That's something I knew how to do. That was in the video that they saw on YouTube back in high school.
That's crazy. That's you know, I still can't exactly figure out how that happens. You've got some other really extraordinary moves. I haven't seen the Broadway show, but I've watched YouTube clips of the show. Some of those are authorized and are out there. When you did the first performance, were you nervous, and what was the reaction from the crowd?
Oh, no, first of all, our crowds are always amazing. You know, we get a very beautiful mixture of Broadway goers and concert goers. So there's never a dull moment at our show, even on a Wednesday matinee or a Tuesday night. You know, there's never a dull show. And that's what I love about our show. And so that first night, I wasn't jittery because I was nervous. I was jittery because I was excited and I couldn't wait to get out on that stage. And the energy was reciprocated tenfold. And that's how our shows have always been and continue to be. So I'm super blessed that that's the case.
You're traveling with the production then, huh? That's I don't know how normal that is, but you've had a Broadway run, you've won the Tony, but you're still going to go out next year and be in Chicago, huh?
We'll see. You know, it's something that's in conversation right now, but you know, what's beautiful about our show is that it's
keep going.
It's a beautiful show, period. you know, the show itself, the show, like, no, I'm serious, like, the show really speaks for itself, and it, I don't think it necessarily hinges on any one person, you know, because it's just such a beautiful show.
I got it. So maybe you won't travel with the show, but you'll be in town promoting it. And then one last thing about all of that, what's next? Are you getting offers to do other things, or where does your career go after this 22-year-old Miles?
Well, we're going up from here. I definitely have some things in the bag, and some TV and film, to my own personal music, you know, and just learning and just taking the things that I've learned from, you know, doing MJ, you know, as far as the intention and the attitude and, you know, that those kind of things that I learned from Michael, I'm going to definitely apply to my own stuff. And, you know, so I'm excited for the world to see what I've been working on.
Yeah, that's a nice mentor, if you will, even after the fact. Obviously, Michael's passed away, but there are times where you see the strength and anger of a Michael Jackson, at other times the sensitivity, the soft side of his performances. And yes, based on what I saw, you sure were able to capture the essence of all of that. Miles Frost is in town, and at 6:15 tonight, summer concert. That's at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park. It'll also feature 9 other Broadway shows this evening. Have a great time. Enjoy our city for your brief stay here, and come back anytime, Miles.
Oh, of course. Thank you. I sure will.
A nice guy, huh?